In healthcare, we hear a lot about pediatric coverage and elder care. And although most of us know a few of them, there's an entire group that is not getting the attention it needs. I'm Dr. Greg Davis, and today we're talking about adolescent medicine. I recently spoke with Dr. Hatim Omar, Director of Adolescent Medicine at UK Healthcare, and he tells us that adolescents are a unique group, unlike smaller children and adults, and require special care.
What's different is teens are going through two things. One is the physical development stage, which is changing from a kid to looking like an adult. So there are hormone changes and physical appearance changes. And at the same time, their brain is trying to grow. They're trying to get to adulthood, to get to thinking. Teens don't have abstract thinking, so everything they do is concrete. You know, if they can't put present to the future. So if you tell a kid, oh, you smoke, you get lung cancer, they will laugh at you. What does that mean? It means nothing to them. So all the programs that are counseling kids are dead wrong, and that's why they're not successful. But you tell them you smoke, your girlfriend will not kiss you tomorrow because you smell bad. That's more important to them.
Much to my surprise, Dr. Omar says that a significant proportion of death in this age group is not due to disease.
95% of death rate in teens is accidents, homicide, suicide, eating disorders, teen pregnancy, and STDs. Only 5% are, say, cancer and infectious disease and things. So on paper, we should be able to save 95 out of each 100. We can't be perfect, but there is no reason why we can't save 50% of those or 40% of those.
Dr. Omar tells us that it's most often not prescribing a medicine that helps in this age group, but actually effecting a change in behavior.
For the most part, things are preventable. If the society puts its act together, we can do miracles with it. And again, evident what we have done here. We have not lost a patient with eating disorder in 20 years. There is no other program in the world that can claim that. It's not that we're doing something different. We're just more caring. I hear it all the time from the kids. They email me at 2 in the morning and say, I know you care, and just sitting down and writing to you makes me feel better. That's their lifeline. So essentially, I spend 4 hours a day just dealing with emails, which is, you know, to other people, I must be crazy. But the reality of it's saving lives.
Again, unlike prescribing a medicine, Dr. Omar tells us there are just three things an adolescent needs to be healthy.
What all the science now shows is basically a teenager, to do well, needs very small, simple things. They need one adult at least who is caring, that they can talk to or spend time to. They need a safe place to interact with this adult. And third, give them something useful. You give them something useful to do, they're going to do fine.
Dr. Omar tells us how powerful this patient-centered approach can be with an astonishing statistic.
Suicide in teens kills more than all the diseases combined. Heart disease and cancer and infectious disease and AIDS, all these put together. In Kentucky for last year, I think it's 46 by suicide, 7 by all other things combined. But yet we spend about $700 on those for every penny we spend on suicide.
The bottom line is, it's not drugs and it's not surgery, but a caring, patient-focused approach that has the most success with adolescents. With Health News You Can Use, I'm Dr. Greg Davis on Medicine.
Dr. Greg Davis is a forensic pathologist at the University of Kentucky. He volunteers his time to bring important medical news to the community. You can hear more of his programs at wuky.org.